This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission has declared President Emmerson Mnangagwa the winner of Wednesday's election. Columbus Mavunga reports from where the main opposition party, the Citizens Coalition for Change, is disputing results.
On Sunday at the State House, Mnangagwa appealed to Zimbabweans for peace as he starts his final term.
I'm happy that I've won the race. I think those who feel the race was not run properly should know where to go to complain. I'm so happy that the race was run peacefully, transparently, and fairly, broad daylight.
The Citizens Coalition for Change Party Sunday told reporters that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission had rigged the polls for Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Russia's investigative committee has confirmed Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash.
Russian investigative committee spokesperson Svetlana Petrenko said through molecular genetic examinations, all 10 reported dead in the crash matched the listed flight sheet. The fatal crash came 2 months to the day after Prigozhin led a failed mutiny during which his mercenaries drove to within 200 kilometers of the capital, Moscow. What caused the flight carrying Prigozhin to fall from the sky remains a mystery. Officially, the Kremlin denies having anything to do with downing the plane, as it now continues waging war on Ukraine without one of its key cornerstones in the form of the Wagner Group led by Prigozhin. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Terry Gile, the billionaire founder of major Apple Inc., Applo supplier Foxconn,